A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus moved within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, Jesus himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever wondered when Jesus decided that speaking the truth, preaching the good news, was more important than living? Today's gospel seems to imply that that time has come for Jesus. He knows that the Pharisees want to kill him. He's staying away from them, hanging out in Galilee. But the Feast of Tabernacles is starting. Large numbers of people will be in Jerusalem for the feast. It's too good of an opportunity to pass up. Sharing the good news of God's kingdom is more compelling than hiding. The word, the truth, must be shared regardless of the consequences. Can we say the same for us? How often have we failed to speak out for justice because we were afraid to do so? How often have we neglected to speak the truth because of what someone would think of us? How often do we fail to hear the truth from another because it was just too hard to hear? We only have 3 more weeks until Easter. It's not too late to open up to the truth of the gospel and let it in and let it compel us to speak.